When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, baby. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Florida Panthers last night won themselves a thriller over the Edmonton Oilers. 6-5 yesterday, Leroy.
Wow. No wind and the sun's out.
Okay. You didn't see that one coming?
Mm-mm. It looked bad.
The Cats yesterday, they were down 4-2 in this game. 4-2 in the middle of the second period. And then they said, Gus Forsling scores right before the end of the second period. Then the Cats go up. Nico Mikkola, he evens things up. And then Sam Reinhart, he knocks it right off of Skinner's head. Here's the call from Doug Blagans last night.
Pass up top, it's away from Ekholm. A race down to our left. Reinhart there ahead of Ekholm, who blew a tire. Reinhart from a sharp angle, he scores! Reinhart put it off the back of Skinner, and the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead. What a turn of events here in Edmonton.
Man. How the hell did he see that? I mean, like, this took
place. I told you, they just, like, yeah. Because they're looking at monitors mostly.
I don't know what they're looking at, because they're up high in hockey.
That's what I'm saying. You can't see all that from up there.
Maybe he can. Maybe he's trained himself. Like, I don't know. We don't know. Doug Plagans could be a sniper for all we know.
Mm.
Who knows?
Yeah, to see that puck from so far, that's crazy.
Remember the year in hockey they put the little thing on the puck?
So yeah, I didn't like that. You know what ESPN kind of does? A little bit of that. Like, they try and make it like it's NHL Live, where it's like, hey, we got this guy. He's got the puck. And it's like, I can see who has the puck. You guys don't need to put video game graphics.
Or how about in football when they sell the guys they're thinking they're blitzing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, you know who we got this weekend for the Dolphins?
Who?
Oh, Jim.
Oh, really?
We haven't had a Romo game in a while.
Yeah, I mean, we've been wasting all our Harlan games, so that's what we deserve.
It is. You know what Harlan's like? You guys, I'm not doing you guys anymore. You guys ruined Tyreek Hill. I don't get to have any fun anymore, and all I got to hear is Trent Green talk about being conservative.
I just hope that next week's game is flexed.
Oh, I don't know, dude. We'll have to see. They haven't decided that.
Otherwise, whew, Marcos, I can't promise you nothing, brother. 5 in the morning.
Imagine freezing your ass off for a meaningless game.
I mean, I'm used to it whenever I go up to Cleveland in December. No, that's not true. They've been to the playoffs 2 years ago.
The horses are ready.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's going to be so cold. December 29th.
Yep.
That's prime cold, too.
Prime cold, dude.
I got a pack. I can't even wear flip-flops on the plane.
With socks, of course.
Yeah. But I can't do that.
Too cold?
It's going to be too cold. Oh, my God, yes.
Man. No, I just can't travel there if it's too cold.
It says, I mean, currently, right now, the 10-day forecast. It says low of 42.
Oh, that's bad. Great.
Yeah,
it's not bad too bad.
That's not too bad at all.
It's not too bad. It does look like it could be bad. It could be bad weather, like some rain and stuff like that. With us, but it doesn't look like it's gonna be cold.
Rain just means that I will not go on the field and say hi to Joe and the boys.
Well, I have a
where the suite that I sit in, you can't even see the field.
Why?
What? Why? Yeah, with it.
Big Sloan! Yeah. Wow. Why can't you see the field?
Because the suite, where the suite is, all they have is TVs. You don't see out onto the field.
Mm-hmm. Carter Verhaeghe, he had the game winner for the Cats. Here was him to put him up 6-5 for good.
Back behind the net, Ekholm. Backhand near side. Missed the intended man. Mikkola holds it in. Down to Bennett in front. Verhaeghe, a shot. He scores! And the Panthers take the lead once again. It's 6-5. Carter Verhaeghe right out in front.
Wow.
What a snap. And Verhaeghe able to beat Skinner. The Panthers lead by a goal inside 7 minutes to play.
JJ told me on Twitter last night, never disrespect my king again, Tobin. And he sends a photo of Carter Verhaeghe with what seems like he's on the head of Jesus's body.
Let's say Leroy will put his bare feet on someone's chair. No, I won't.
Oof.
The gold.
It's too far away.
Mm.
The seat in front of me.
Peasants. Gotcha. It's very spacious. We get it. You're going to be treated like a king in Cleveland. Meanwhile, the Heat, they lost last night in overtime. Very frustrating. A game they were down 19. They come all the way back. They tie it, go to overtime, take an 8-point lead, 8-0 run to start overtime. Tim Hardaway then hits 3 straight threes. Bang, bang, bang. Jimmy Butler gets a bucket with no shoe on. While he's getting his shoe, Cade Cunningham then gets a bucket. And the Miami Heat end up losing 125-124. Jimmy Butler, this is his stat line from last night. 35 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 steals, 1 block. Tyler Hero was tremendous in the fourth quarter. This was Jimmy after the game on scoring a bucket with no shoes, something we haven't seen the likes since Mike Miller.
Jimmy, the sneaker play. Is there a decision to be made about either get back on defense or get the shoe, or just playing on a sock? Is that not even an option on that play?
I got to put my shoe back on. I don't know. Maybe I should have ran down there without a shoe. I don't know. I'll take the blame for it. It makes me no difference. I like it. Put all the pressure on my side. I take it. I love it. I love all the adversity. Maybe I got to do better. Maybe I got to do more. But I hate losing. I despise losing.
What more can you do?
Steven Stevens is right. That wasn't the best.
Yeah, last shot by Tyler Hero.
Going for the three.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was like a bad three.
It was.
Did he have time? He had time to pump fake it.
He had Durant on him, so I think he was probably like, you know, looking. He's like, yeah, can I drive past this guy? I mean, look, Tyler Hero was on the heater from three. That's as good a shot as he is at in the league.
Right. No, you know? I'm not. Again. With the amount of time that was left, did he have to take it right then?
Well, the first thing that happened, remember, like they inbounded it. They gave it to Jimmy. It was very confusing because the broadcast said that the Heat were in the bonus.
Yeah, they fouled Jimmy, and we thought Jimmy was going to take shots.
Right.
But they had a foul to give.
Yeah, and for some reason, there was a graphic mistake on the Heat's broadcast. So they had them in the bonus on the ticker, but they were not. So Jimmy ends up getting his own miss. He gets fouled on the way up. Then the Heat have to reset an inbound. And as you said, gets to Tyler Hero. He shoots the three. No good. I like the original play that they drew up, obviously. But that's what they rolled with. And, you blow an 8-0. I mean, an 8-point lead.
In overtime.
I mean, that's crazy. That's
unheard of. That part is unheard of. Almost unheard of is coming back from a 19-point deficit. So, Like, yeah.
You
live both sides of that in a short period of time.
Do you you guys read into anything of what Jimmy's saying there, though? Like a little bit of a frostiness where he's like...
No, I just think he hates losing. So, and he doesn't care where the blame goes. He just hates losing. So if you want to blame somebody, if, you know, basically saying if streets need a body, I'll be that body, but I hate losing.
Al Mago says, great audition game for Jimmy. I don't like that.
I mean...
I don't like that, dude.
I don't like that.
I don't like his Warrior shoes either.
He didn't look good, though.
He looked great. He's going to look great on Friday, too. Big game.
I thought you was getting ready to say he's going to look great on Golden State.
No, he's retiring with the Heat.
Yeah. You sure about that?
No.
If, no. Okay. All right. At least you're being honest.
No. I don't want to lose him.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is from the biggest whale watcher there is.
Yep.
What if what you get makes you happy?
Nothing of what I've seen will make me happy. The only thing that the only thing that will make me happy, kind of happy, is like I said, if the Suns thing happens and that equals getting Durant. That's it.
Why you want Durant?
That's it. That's the only thing that's the only consolation prize. Is a, you know, at least I get to watch Durant in the Heat uniform. I mean, it feels like something we've been chasing forever.
Imagine Durant, Bam, and Kalel on the front.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that would make me happy. But it doesn't seem like they're going to trade Durant. Though it doesn't seem... Even though, listen, Durant is always miserable. You want to talk about guys who are surly. Hey, Durant, make a stink.
I don't see. He doesn't make a stink.
He made the stink the one time. But then he didn't make it. Then he relented on his stink. Right. And then he ended up getting traded in the middle of the year.
Right.
Either way.
But you notice every team that has appeased Durant has ended up being miserable. So, hey, I want to go to this team. Then that team ends up being miserable. Hey, I want to go to, you know, with Kyrie and that team ends up being miserable. Now he's in Phoenix and, you know, I don't know what, and it, are the three in Phoenix, were they better than the three in New Jersey or they in Brooklyn?
The only thing that makes them better, you know I would what I'm say. Saying?
Like, well, it seems like the three that they had with Kyrie. And
that team was cursed. And, like, they never played together. You had the whole injuries with Harden, injuries with Durant. You had the vaccine stuff with Kyrie. Then he was away from the team. You know, like that just the whole thing was a combustible disaster.
Right.
Probably talent wise, I would say you know.
I'm just saying those three in general. Not
I mean, Beal's not in those guys' classes.
Right.
And they're gonna try and get the Heat to trade for him. You ever hear of something so ridiculous? Oh, you guys. Why don't we make a trade for Jimmy Butler to the Suns? Are we getting Durant? No, you guys get Bradley Beal, who's got the exact same money that you won't give to Jimmy Butler. Oh, makes sense. Cool. Thank you. Shut up, Shams. I'm lashing out.
I don't think they would trade. I don't think they would trade for Bradley Beal.
They already said no. Could have traded for him last year for peanuts. Nah. Could have given up for like Lowry and like two hoodies from the Heat store. The Heat said, no thanks. Now you're going to give up for Jimmy Butler? Skeptical.
So skeptical. Basically what you're saying is as of right now, there's really nothing that would pique your interest.
No, I have not heard anything that piques my interest.
Okay.
But I'm a selfish boy.
I know, but like I would tend to agree with you. Like, would you would have to get something pretty good in return.
One, I think we may be back. Okay, and I know I say this on the night that they just lost to the Pistons, but the Pistons always give us a hard time. You know, you should give them more credit than they deserve. We should give them more credit than they get.
Don't do that.
They're a tough. Yeah. They're a tough out.
The only reason why you're giving them credit because they beat the Heat.
They're tough.
But again, you pick and choose how you're going to use your.
No, that's not true. I'm very fair, and
You didn't give a 20-14 credit.
Who? The Cavs?
Yeah.
Kick their ass.
So they lost the game, and you're saying they're not what they are. And the Heat lost the game, and you're giving them credit for being
they're tough.
They're not.
Scrappy bunch.
They're scrappy, but they're still, what, two games over 500?
Who, the Heat?
Yeah.
For now.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. Like, until, look, until something happens that they go on a run that puts them five or six games up, you do realize they've been in this spot for the last two or three years, right around 500.
I got a feeling we're going to.
You understand this, right?
I understand. I understand. Okay. But we got a big showdown coming down on Friday, okay, against the Thunder, who may or may not be cup champions. We'll see. And after that, then we got a back-to-back in Orlando, who's broken right now. They're kind of starting to come back to earth because, I mean, who could survive what they've gone through? And then, you know, we have a path on a run. We have a path on a run if we TCB. You know, I think we may be back, but it all comes down to Friday.
So we get to nothing before this has, like, they've been around 500 for 3 years.
Yeah, but, you know, it took us a little bit out of the starting blocks, you know, but then we won four straight, okay? And so I'm not, you know, this is why I say, like, frustrating. We were this close to five straight. I think we still may be back.
Okay.
It's only 1 point loss in overtime, so, you know. But if they get blown out next game, they're done.
Right.
But we'll see.
Big stakes on Friday.
Big stakes.
Oh, damn near have the same record as the Pistons.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's the reality. I'm not saying they can't do the anything or whatever, but you're saying the Heat are back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Back from what?
I haven't said they're back. I won't
maybe.
Let you say anything.
You said maybe.
They may
maybe.
Be back.
Okay, good. Okay, good word choice. And I'm saying they're in the same spot they've been for the last 3 years.
We're one back of the three seed, dude. One back in the loss column. Maybe we got games
right
in hand.
Oh, okay, you're still right around 500, which is where you've been for the last 3 years.
We got time, baby.
Okay. All right. Right around 500.
Dade South says, this is the stage where Wild Heat Coyote sets up the trap that will eventually not work.
Yep. Acme, just you just got Acme delivered. Right? You're setting up on top of the hill.
I really don't think I'm being...
Drop the rock 700 feet and have it land on the Roadrunner.
I really don't think I'm being unreasonable here.
Then you fall off the cliff and the rock falls on you. Yeah. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
There's my win streak running away.
It's just, again... You say they're back. Back to what?
Stop saying I said that. I stopped saying that.
They're almost back. They may be back.
They may be back.
Maybe back to what?
On the right path.
They've been here.
Nah.
They've been in this little spot.
I'm telling you. There's something about them.
2.5 years.
We're right there. We're right there.
Right. But that's right where?
Let's say I put into my Apple Maps and I'm like, all right, let me take me to my destination back. All right.
Would your destination be in the play-in?
No.
Okay. Then the right around 500, that's where you'll
be. Your game's in hand.
Listen, unlike you, I'm not saying what they can or can't do from here. I'm not questioning. I'm not saying one way or another. But I am saying this. As of right now, they are in the same spot they've been for the last 2.5-3 years. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case, and I can see it, you don't think the Heat management can see it and say, maybe we need to do something?
And this is one four straight, baby.
That's you're still not.
I am answering your question.
Kinda. Yes or no?
Give me till New Year's.
Now we're okay.
Don't look at me like that, frog boy. You're supposed to be on my side.
I don't know. I just didn't like the wiggle out there. Now we're extending the deadline. Okay, whatever.
It's holiday season, you know. Yeah. Like, let's see, you know, let's take a little. We got a Thunder game. We got some Magic games coming up. Hawks have been sneaky good. You know, like, I think there's some real measuring sticks out there.
All right.
Okay.
I got you.
December 29th in Houston. I'm sure Jimmy Butler's going to be up to antics that night.
Okay.
Red hair.
Take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Hello.
Hello.
I don't mean to be rude on this one, but you look like you're in a dungeon today.
Yeah, it's even darker.
So the damage is basically done for me.
Oh.
Right. I made a mistake yesterday.
Damage is done.
Oh, I know what she did.
I left my charger for the computer I use all the time at the station for some reason. And so I'm using a different computer, and it's just the whole lighting of the entire computer is just straight up off. So yeah, I even have a light on. It's very sad here.
It does look sad.
Yeah, it does. Looks like you're on that dial-up also.
I'm here. I tried.
By the way, got some news for Leroy when he pops back, and a shout out to JIP for letting us know what's going on. But he looks like he is going to have an earlier game. The Dolphins Sunday night football against the Browns. Flex
out of Sunday night football.
Out of Sunday night football, dude.
That's the wrong kind of flex, if I'm not mistaken.
It has been flexed back to 4:05.
Gross.
And so now Falcons Commanders is going to be Sunday night football.
Oh, man. Flex out of prime time. That's got to be horrible. Before you have an opportunity to shake the narrative that we can't get it done in prime time, the NFL gave us an out and said, don't worry about it, dude. You won't have to embarrass yourself again. Leroy.
That's why the game got flexed.
Flexed, dude.
All right. So 4:05 is your kickoff that day, Leroy.
Much better.
Are you referring to your thirst being quenched or the game?
The game.
Oh.
And my thirst being quenched. Somebody asked.
Would you just hose down some peanuts, man? Like, what's going on?
My wife had to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
So on the way home, my mother-in-law, and my daughter went to Jersey Mike's. And I just put a dad tax on some stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, you gotta put a dad tax. They gotta learn.
Of course.
They gotta learn.
Yep.
It's good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll mix things up coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. We just had a brouhaha at the David Benavidez, David Morrell workout.
Whoa!
Yeah, well, a little fracas broke out there between both of them. David Morrell threw his championship belt at David Benavidez' face after DB shoved him when they went in the face-to-face.
Isn't that Friday, February?
Yeah.
Is it normal for them to be drumming up this kind of animosity this early on?
Yeah, because they do like the media stuff, then they get to get into camp, get away from all of it. You know, maybe they'll do something a couple more weeks out.
They're going to have to separate them at the weigh-in.
Looks like it, dude. This is nuts. These guys seem to hate each other, but
really do.
Well, I'll see if I get a clip of that so we can use that later at the hour. But they just I was just watching that during the break, and I don't even think David started working out yet. He just got there in the street clothes, and Morrell had just finished his media workout. Which, you know, if you've ever been to a media workout, you know, you just skipping rope a little bit, you hit some pads, you know, just move around a little bit for some pictures, you know. And then you talk to the media a little bit, but this one, it's typically they're typically separate. They don't typically do them together, but this one they did together. And so as Morrell is there, he waits for Benavidez to come in. They yak at each other. Benavidez shoves Morrell, and then Morrell throws his belt at David's face. I was like, wow, I've never seen that move before.
Yeah, very strange because he's also a champion, right, Benavidez?
Yeah, he's got the WBA belt.
He should have
both of them though. Both of them are like.
Not the real
side
ones.
Side ramp belts. The real belts are on Better Be Ev right now.
Oof.
You know how boxing works.
How many belts are there in that division right now?
There's four real belts.
Four.
Then there's an interim belts. Belt, which is basically like if Bevel's Achilles blows out in this, or yeah. Better Be Ev's Achilles blows out in this fight.
Yeah.
You know, then you could ascend to regular champion. So that's why they have those, but. It's also just so these ring sanction places can just get more of a cut.
Get more money, right. So instead of having no champ, in order for the champ to be acknowledged, he has to pay a cut of the gate or whatever that is. Cut of the purse.
But yeah. Let's mix it all up, dude, just like they were at the gym, huh?
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Hurt Feelings. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Is that because of the fracas, or is there other hurt feelings?
Nah, I mean, my feelings are hurt. The Heat lost. Mike McDaniel's feelings are hurt.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. That is fair indeed. And you know what? Why don't we start there in our mixed bag today?
Okay.
Michael McDaniel. Call him by the full name from now on. You don't get Mike. You get Mike when, you know, we're cool, we're buddies, everything's cute and funny. You lose games when we need them most, you're Michael now. Unfortunately, one of the reasons why the Dolphins weren't able to get it done was the poor run game and the poor blocking. This is Mike McDaniel addressing how poor the blocking was and how it led to a poor run game.
You know, I think this particular game, you know, I don't think was up to the standard. And regardless of whoever's in there, I think everyone's very, very aware after today's meetings that is not anything that we want Miami Dolphin football to look like. I think, you know, our competitors in the running back room, you know, want to do better with the looks that are given. But last night, I didn't think that they're really giving their yards per carry doesn't do them justice. I thought our blocking wasn't good enough, and so then the focus is specifically on, you know, this week and how to improve that, and anything beyond that, you know, is conversation, hyperbole or whatever. But we need to get it better fast, because we the same problem will present itself if we allow it to this week against the 49ers.
I got an idea. Just a thought. Can we not play Eichenberg anymore? Why don't you put Isaiah Wynn? No. Just hear me out. Let's just try it on for size. Let's wear the shoe around the store for a little bit. Put Isaiah Wynn at a right guard. Just try it out. See if this bum doesn't give up sack after sack and pressure after pressure. Hey. See if he can actually get some push up front. Why don't we try somebody else there instead of this guy who's got one move, which is to aggravate defenders?
God. Here comes another one of these conversations that I just hate. Every offensive lineman does not have the ability to play multiple positions. Because you have injuries, it hinders what you can and can't do. Some offensive linemen can only play one position.
I know one who can't play any of them.
Okay, and what are your options?
Put Isaiah Wynn in. He's off IR. Put him in. Try something different. See if you find a little mixy mix. Stop putting that guy out there. Hey, he sucks.
I have a question.
Sure.
Sometimes your best isn't good enough. So if they put an offensive lineman in there just to be a little different, but you know damn well he ain't as good as what you have in there.
But let me ask you something. Is he not as good, or do they keep trying to find a place for a pick that sucks? They've tried every position with this guy. He's not good at any of them. Gives no effort. He's on the floor at all times. The only thing that he does is badger people and poke people in the eyes. You took Zach Sealer away from us for 2 weeks. Don't think I don't know that was you, Liam. Everybody's covering for you. Boom. But what if, just call me crazy, why don't we try the guy who was good last year? He was hurt this year. Why don't we put him out there? See if it just works better. What do you got to lose, dude? What are you going to do? Average 2 yards a carry?
Again.
No, seriously, Lear. What are the ramifications?
You're making it sound
like... What are the ramifications of it? They can't run the ball.
Okay, I understand that. So, when was the right guard?
He was the left guard last year before
you. Left guard last year, right?
Yeah.
You want him to move him to right guard?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
You don't think that that's no big deal? No.
He's a vet.
No, it doesn't. All right, dude.
They did it with Eichenberg.
I'm not arguing with you about this, right? Because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Have a guy.
And I just say this: need to go out Isaiah there. Wynn is probably a better guard, a left guard.
And put Robbie Jones over the right. Flip him on over.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Let's change it on up, baby.
I just finished explaining to you how every offensive lineman can't play every position.
Get Eichenberg off the field.
There's only a couple of guys that you have on your team that you can move around like that.
Get him off.
Add all the injuries and stuff like that. You have what you have.
Get him off the field.
And put who? What if they know that the person they replace Eichenberg with is worse than Eichenberg?
They've been talking up this
You're
Eichenberg.
You're saying that from the
it's
outside.
Same thing Eric Spoelstra does with Kevin Love. They get caught. They think it's going to work out. Not going to be a Dolphin after this year. Move on. Been averaging a fart every carry.
Okay. It's a moot point.
You know he stinks, right, Leroy?
I was the first one that say hugs across America. That's this new.
So why are you defending this? Why can't you get up?
Listen.
How come nobody gets to lose?
I hate when people watch football and say, hey, let's get somebody else in there. You don't know if the other guy's better. They do.
At least the guy's got a resume. I don't know why you pick on Eichenberg so much.
So does Kevin Love.
You want to know why I pick on Eichenberg?
Kevin Love's got a resume.
You bully him.
Kevin Love's got a resume.
And Kevin Love's old. And I said the exact that you're making my point for me.
No, I'm not.
Coaches get stubborn. Coaches get stubborn in thinking that they know a system better than they can actually provide production. That's exactly my point.
If that's the case, they would move Eichenberg.
It's not the case. I'm telling you the exact point is coaches get stubborn in thinking that a move is going to work out, or they're too afraid of the failure of another move when it could actually end up being more productive.
You think you
they'd rather here, be safe. Here. Coaches can, do it all can, the time,
can
dude.
I you, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So what you're telling me right now is that a coach would rather be right and lose than be wrong and win.
I'm telling you, a coach would rather lessen the risk of known than the risk of the unknown, but it potentially working out for him.
You're assuming that it's the unknown. That's what I'm saying. Like, you think if they had any other option other than Liam Eichenberg, he would be in there?
Then why is he still on the team, dude? He sucked at three other positions. You've made the same argument for me every year. Yes. He moves to a new position and sucks at that position. Yes. You've made the same argument about this guy.
You know what he is? He is. You have one or two of these guys on your team. He is a guy that can play multiple positions on the offensive line.
And none of them well.
Didn't say he was good. Okay? But nobody else can. So you have to play him. Because you don't have any other options. Because everybody's banged up.
And also, Marcos, it's not comparable to Drew Smith.
Oh, it's the same all. Thing, dude. Absolutely
all.
Same thing.
At all.
You bully him. You bully him.
One guy has been a starter and a top high pick his entire career. The other guy is literally an end of the roster guy who is now flourishing with his chance. It couldn't be any more the opposite of Liam Eichenberg. You horse's ass.
42nd overall isn't that high of a pick.
It's pretty high, dude. It's pretty high over seven rounds.
Hey, so, wow, he was picked before me.
Second round, Jesus Christ.
He was well, that was pretty high.
What were we doing?
But again, it's hard, like.
I'm just sick of him.
It's hard to explain that, and I try to explain this to you a lot. That there are certain guys that make the team because they have the flexibility of playing multiple positions.
It might not
necessarily be his best position. But one of the reasons why you see Eichenberg all over the line of scrimmage, with all of the injuries that they've had in the last couple of years, Eichenberg is the one guy that can move around.
You know what his best position is going
to
be?
It's to play.
His best position is going to be when he's Coach Eichenberg. All right. When he's Coach Eichenberg for Notre Dame and he's coaching their old line, he goes, "Don't worry, guys. I played every position. None of them well, but I'll teach you." I don't know why I made him sound like that. I think he's like from Indiana or something like that.
No, it was appropriate. It was pretty
good. So my suggestion is, who would you like to have in there instead?
I just told you.
Who?
Put Isaiah Wynn on the team. Either put Robert Jones over at right or put Isaiah Wynn at right. Flip the guards. Get Eichenberg out of there.
You can't just
get him out of there.
You can't just switch sides with offensive linemen.
Why not, dude?
Oh my goodness. Never mind. Let's move on.
Come on.
Like he says, "I have a Rolodex of empty excuse." Dude, every
is that the only position that can't
every play both offensive sides? Lineman can't play every position. Okay?
That's a problem.
So when you say often, no, it's not a problem. It's a fact.
No, it's a problem.
You can put whatever twist you want on it. You guys say we have 10 offensive linemen. You want to just move them around. Everybody can't play, especially on the opposite side.
I just want.
That's not as easy as you're making it sound.
I just want to take that bum and get him off the field. He stinks.
All right.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of us fitting a round peg into a square hole.
And you're willing to risk the guy that's coming in might be worse.
Leroy, can I ask you a genuine question? Because I love you.
Sure.
How could it be worse? Is he going to give up more pressure?
Believe me when I tell you.
He was literally
worse.
He was worse than a guy off the street last week.
Okay. Okay. Like,
who was that San Diego was better than him last week? Who the hell was that guy playing right tackle? I trust him more than I can. Kick him inside. It's like, Carmen?
You know, who the hell is this guy? Conversation from experience, and you're having a conversation from wherever the hell you're having it from. It's not as easy as you think to be moving offensive linemen all over the place. You only have maybe two or three guys that can do that.
Right. They moved him around. It really worked out.
I'm not saying it worked out. I'm saying, but that's what their options are. Like, just because, okay, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you a perfect example of this. Okay, when, who's the left tackle for Baltimore? the Hall of Famer.
Jonathan Ogden.
Jonathan Ogden, when he first got into the league, he was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then he moved
to tackle. So it was Tunsil.
Right? They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. So you had to get them on the field. But they still played on the same side of the ball. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? He played left guard, then moved to left tackle. When you take somebody like Patrick Paul, I always said, oh, if he's good as everybody says, then he could probably play guard until
Armstead's knees fall off?
Until Armstead's out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you could just move him to tackle. Clearly, he must not be that versatile because they've never tried him at any other position. Like, it happens. Every guy, no matter how good the offensive lineman is, it doesn't automatically mean that you can play a different position on the field. So now you got Patrick Paul who plays left tackle. He might be one of your top five best linemen. He really might be. His problem is he's backing up one of the best, if not the best. So that's a perfect example of why. Listen, if I take my five best linemen, and two of them play the same position. Ideally, you would like to try to move them over so you could get them all on the field. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So just because Liam Eichenberg might not be one of your top five guys, and Patrick Paul might be, Patrick Paul can't play any of the positions that Liam Eichenberg plays. So Patrick Paul's on the bench. Liam Eichenberg's playing. It's not as easy. You say, oh, just move him to the right, move him to the left.
But I'm not saying that. Like, I'm talking about a veteran guard who's been in the league. Like, I'm not talking about a rookie, dude.
It still doesn't mean that you can move.
Okay, well, let's continue to average 2 yards a carry. But
why are you trivializing this and say, oh, just switch sides? It is not that easy. I keep telling you that.
Okay.
I don't know why you think.
But you've made the same. But you've made the same argument with this player. You've made the same argument with me about obviously they know something because they keep putting him out there. They keep trying him at new positions. And some guys are more versatile, and it's not worked out. Not at one of them.
I'm telling you what it is. He is one of maybe one or two guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive line. So guess what? When somebody gets hurt, Liam Eichenberg. That's who they go to.
Okay, well, when does he get to suffer consequences of sucking at his job?
When they have another option.
Okay, take a break. Back with more of this.